It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lions Memorial Park here in Bird Island, right off Highway 212. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here with a Junior American Legion playoff game between Canby and Madison. Bart, the weather can't be any better than it is right now here in Bird Island.
You know, we thought we had good weather Saturday morning. We were sitting in the sunshine, but this is ideal. The temperature is about perfect for night baseball in Minnesota.
And what a gorgeous ballpark here at Lions Memorial Park in Bird Island, huh?
Yeah, they've done a lot of renovations over the years. I'm trying to think of the last time I've been here, but they had the state Junior Legion tournament here. Madison got to play in that. That was exciting. And so, yeah, just a great place, a great venue, a lot of great places to watch from.
Jared Roiland and the Madison Junior Legion team, they're taking infield right now in their bright red uniforms, and they've had pretty good summer, haven't they?
Yeah, they're 10-3, and they have had a good summer. I think they've had one game that maybe got away from them. Other than that, they've had a really good season so far, and they want to look to continue that. And, you know, I was just remarking, you know, with you, Paul, before we went on the air, these teams that we're seeing, especially like Granite Falls, Mineota, Canby, and Madison, they have a lot of young players that are playing on their varsity, so baseball is going to be great for the next 3-4 years.
That's right, for Canby and Madison, that's for sure, and Dawson and Montevideo. And, a game was just completed here. Mineota and Bold play each other. It's a pretty good ball game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it ended up being 4-1. Bold won that game. It was like 2-0 through, I think, 4 or 5 innings, and then Bold scored a couple more runs, and Mineota scored one. So really good game, and that's what you expect in a playoff. You get your best pitchers, and you get the best out of the players, and they're usually really decent games.
For our listeners, I don't want you to confuse. This is American Legion Baseball, but we completed our senior season last weekend in Dawson. This is Junior American Legion Baseball. And Bart, what are the age groups or the grades for Junior Legion?
Well, Junior Legion would be your 16 and under players, and the Senior Legion is basically your 17 and 18-year-old. So this is the old VFW team. For those of you that followed baseball around the area for a long time, it was VFW baseball.
Yeah.
And so what happened, Paul, is there was only one class of VFW baseball. So if you remember when Madison used to play, we used to play in a league with Morris, with Alexander, with Wilmer. You'd play Fergus Falls, you'd play all these teams, and the disparity really started to get worse every year, it seemed like, because you're talking about AA, AAA, 4A schools playing against these small towns like Madison and Canby and such. So they petitioned to the state VFW organization, said, hey, can we have a separate class? Can we split it up in two teams based on enrollment for high school? And they said no. And then some smart guy in Legion said, well, we'll do it. And so that's how Junior Legion got formed. And luckily for Madison, they're still sponsored by Madison VFW Post 1656. So we do call them the VFW team, but it's in the Junior Legion League.
Okay. And you've coached Madison VFW for many, many years. You got it started, I believe, right?
Yeah,
Madison?
So my first year of teaching, Harold Hansen, I had his granddaughter in my class, and he came into my classroom and said, are you working here now? I said, yeah, I hope so. I signed a contract. And he goes, do you want to start a VFW baseball team? I said, absolutely. So him and I got it going. He was the youth sports director for the 5th District in VFW, and I coached up in Morris for a number of years. And so we got the ball rolling, and we got VFW baseball started, and it's been going ever since. And that was the summer of 1990.
Okay, yeah, 1990. You're just a kid, Bart.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's talk about the game coming up here. Canby. Let's talk about Canby a little bit. They have a record of 4 wins and 5 losses.
Yeah, and some of those losses were one-run game. A great example is they came to Madison, and Madison beat them 7-6 in 10 innings, and that game really could have been a flip of the coin. Either team could have won. And I know in talking to some of their fans that night, they said they also lost a close game, I think it was to Redwood Falls and maybe Mineota as well. So they really could have flipped their one-loss record around with a couple more wins.
That's right, and they're ready to take infield here. Madison's just finishing up their infield. And Coach Tony Abrahamson for Canby will take his team out there in a little bit. So we got a little bit of a pregame show here before game starts. We've got a kind of a late start. We're supposed to schedule this 7 o'clock, but the Mineota Bowl game took a little longer than usual. That's the way it goes when you do tournament games, right?
Yeah, so I always tell people, I said, you know, don't expect a game to get done, to get the field ready for both teams to take infield and announcing to get done in 2 hours. But, you know, most teams, or most sites, I should say, schedule a two-hour time difference because they don't want fans to be late. They don't want to have, a 7:30 start, right, and it starts at 7:15, and then the fans haven't arrived yet.
All right, let's talk about the Madison Legion. We'll get to your State Farm Insurance starting lineups here in a little bit. As Madison comes in, as Bart mentioned, they have 10 wins, 3 losses. And those 3 losses came to Bold, 8-2, and Granite Falls shut them out 10-0. I'm not sure what happened there, but Granite Falls is the number one seed.
Yeah.
And they just won their game over in Granite Falls, I understand, huh?
Yeah, they won 8-0 their game over McRae, and they are really good. And like I mentioned, when we do the State Farm starting lineups, if you listen to who starts for Madison and Canby, those are familiar names that we saw this spring on their varsities, and Granite Falls is the same way. So a lot of good young players.
Then the third loss came to Mulbridge. That was in a tournament early in the season. So those are the 3 losses that Madison has. So you want to go through the brackets, Bart, in the Junior Legion tournament here? And there's actually 2 sites, 2 games here in Bold tonight and 2 in Granite Falls.
Yeah, so like Paul mentioned, Granite Falls was the number one overall seed, and there was a play-in game last Friday night, Dawson and McRae, and McRae won that game. So they advanced, and then they played Granite Falls. Granite Falls, as we mentioned, won that game 8-0, so they will advance in the winner's bracket. The second game that will be starting soon over in Granite Falls will be Prinsburg, the number 5 seed, against Montevideo, the number 4 seed. And, of course, Bold, they were the number 2 seed, so they get to host half of the bracket. And so it started out with Mineota last Friday beat Redwood Falls. And so Mineota advanced. They took on Bold, and as we mentioned, Bold won that game 4-1. So Mineota will go into the loser's bracket, and McRae will go into the loser's bracket. So what happens, Paul, is the next round for Junior Legion will be Friday night. And you might ask, why Friday? Well, the Senior Legion is on Thursday and Saturday and Sunday, so they want to avoid that because a lot of these teams have kids that play on both teams. So the Senior Legion will start again on Thursday. Junior Legion goes to Friday. So these same 4 teams, the winners play at 5 o'clock and the losers play at 7 o'clock approximately.
Okay. More and more Canby fans and Madison fans coming into Lions Memorial Park. What a beautiful facility, the grandstand area. How to describe what's sort of right there with the concessions, the restrooms, and they got a lot of seating up there. It's all concrete, and really is quite the layout here.
Yeah, they built a big cement structure. I can't remember how heavy those cement blocks were that they brought in. Rosen did something similar. So there's seating atop that. There's also concession stands atop that. It's above the first base dugout. Underneath, there's storage. There's a bathroom and a little locker room facility for the home team. And then you go farther down the line, and it's a grassy berm, and there were about 25 lawn chairs sitting out over there, Paul, so they're enjoying that view as well.
That's right. And right behind us, a big construction happening here behind us. They're putting in softball fields for Bold High School. It's quite the project here to get the ground all tore up. They just started. Boy, is that going to be nice after it's done.
Yeah, they'll have 2 softball fields. I'm assuming one for the varsity, one for the junior varsity. And we talked to Joe Dollarshell, and he said they're going to expand this press box, make it longer. And so it will overlook, and there'll be windows on both sides, so you could literally be in our swivel chairs, Paul, and we could watch if there's...
Just turn around and watch softball.
There's baseball and softball going on. They're not going to fool us. We could probably broadcast both games.
That's right. Yeah, if you're coming down Highway 212 as you come into Bird Island, just swing in here and look at the facility. It's a great facility, and the baseball field's immaculate. Almost like Target Field.
It really is, and they do a tremendous job. So hats off to the grounds crew.
All right, as we continue with the Subway pregame show, as Camby is taking infield right now, let's do our State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent. Hey, Tony better be listening because he's got offices in Camby and Madison.
You got to be listening. And so they are, State Farm's a great neighbor, and so are we for bringing this game, and thanks to all of our sponsors for being great as well. So
go ahead, Mark. You got the honors.
All right, so for the visiting team on the scoreboard will be Canby. Their starters, the center fielder, Maddox Cockleman. Batting second is the shortstop, Will Abrahamson. Batting third is the third baseman, Ben Dreets. Batting fourth is the right fielder, Jake Midtowney. Batting fifth is the catcher, Ty Rangard. Batting sixth is the pitcher, Morgan Toll. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Hunter Kak. Batting eighth is the first baseman, Landon Myra Thubson. And then rounding it out is the left fielder, Matthew Zitzman. And they are coached by Tony Abrahamson and Jordan Kak. And then for Madison, they are coached by Jared Royland and Brian Fernholz. Leading off is the third baseman, Jackson Fernholz. Today's pitcher, batting second, is Carter Moen. Batting third is the shortstop, Easton Fernholz. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Tanner Tilbury. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Max Young. In the sixth spot is the catcher, Bryson Danzeason. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Parker Kaloff. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Evan Schliemann. And rounding it out is the second baseman, Ryan Bierke. And that is the team for Madison.
And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you once again by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. Give him a call for all your insurance needs. And I've had State Farm, I think, since I've been married. So, and Tony does a great job. He's my agent. All right. Camby, Coach Tony Abertson, Josh Kak, they're finishing up infield here, and we got a few minutes left before we send it back to the studio. Should mention the Senior Legion West Central Substate Final Four has happened. Of course, Montevideo, they won the Southwest Pod in Dawson last weekend, so they're representing Southwest Pod. Northeast, a winner in the Senior American Legion was Glenwood Lowry. The Northwest winner was Parker's Prairie. Southeast winner was Redwood Falls. So, in Montevideo on Thursday, you want to see some outstanding baseball. Montevideo will take on Parker's Prairie at 5:30, and then Glenwood Lowry will play Redwood Falls at 7:30. That's on Thursday, and then the tournament continues Saturday and Sunday, and the champion of the West Central Substate will go to the State American Legion Tournament Division II, and this year, it's hosted by Glenwood Lowry at Minnewaska Area High School.
Yeah, that is awesome. So I don't know 100% if it's the same way. I'm guessing
yep.
It is. So
Glenwood gets to be a team.
Yes, so Glenwood will be in there automatically. They have seven sub-states, whatever you call them.
Yep.
The winner's there, and then the host team. So basically in that sub-state, then you just need to finish second behind Minnewaska if they should win it.
And that is going to be quite a tournament between those four teams, the outstanding Senior Legion baseball teams, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I think the Junior Legion tournament is at Parker's Prairie this year. So,
wow.
And if we'll be following Camby or Madison, hopefully they can get that far.
Yeah. I was just looking back, Paul, at the last time these teams played each other, and the starting pitcher for Canby was Morgan Toll. So,
okay.
And the starting pitcher for Madison, I believe, was Carter Moen? No. Yeah, I think it was Carter. No, it was Jackson Fernholz started in that game.
Okay.
So a lot of familiar faces and lineups here.
Well, we got a lot of Madison fans sitting right below us here, so you probably hear them cheering, and the Camby fans are to my right and to my left here at Lions Memorial Park.
And you might hear some familiar phrases from Mary Royland. She's always got some great baseball one-liners, so it's always nice to know. And she's in the park, so Paul did tell her to make sure she yells nice and loud so everyone can hear her.
Yeah, Mary is a baseball fanatic, isn't she?
She really is.
All right, that will wrap up our Subway pregame show. And we'll be back maybe in about 3-4 minutes. So we're going to play the national anthem, do some introductions, and then we'll be back with the first pitch between Camby and Madison in Junior American Legion Baseball.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto & Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Sports. Sports on Q92, brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste to be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond.
Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson, invites you to come on in and check out their great selection of new and used vehicles. Some nice local used pickups on the lot right now. A 2022 Ford F-150 Super Crew Lariat, sharp local trade, only 31,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2019 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, nicely equipped, 3.5 EcoBoost and only 98,000 miles on it. Or a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, clean local trade, sale price just $18,495. Check these and other great vehicles on the lot now at Lee Motor Company or check them out online at www.leemtrco.com. Give them a call, 320-769-2365.
What you gonna do with all the money you save
at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Minnesota. Check their flyer each and every week for big savings. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jubilee Foods in Madison is your locally owned grocery store. They bag your groceries and carry them right to your car. Jubilee Foods, Madison.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And be sure to like Jubilee Foods on Facebook.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Welcome back to Lions Memorial Park here in Bird Island. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill on a beautiful Tuesday evening for some baseball. You got to love baseball in July, especially, Bart.
This is why I love it, being at this beautiful park on a beautiful summer night.
Ah! And you got your Diet Sundrop in front of you?
My Diet Sundrop. Life is good, Paul.
You found a lot of Diet Sundrop. Where did we stop?
We stopped in the Senex station in Canby. I went all around Madison Dawson. They said nobody had any Sundrop, so we stopped in Dawson, and they had all kinds of Sundrop. So I don't know if they just got a shipment today, but anyways, I'm very happy.
All right, a lot of Canby fans here. Yeah, you are. Got to have your Diet Sundrop. Well, a lot of Canby fans here. They're sitting up on the platform over there. Madison fans right below us here. Kind of a colorful with the green grass. Madison has their red jerseys on. Canby has their bright blue and orange jerseys. Pretty colorful. Yeah. Not dull.
And the grass is really green. I know my lawn doesn't look like this.
We were told that their Bird Island's groundkeeper here is take some lessons from the Twins groundskeeper at Target Field.
He was spending time with them, learning the ins and outs of what to do with the grass and how to trim it and keep it fresh looking.
All right, Carter Moen on the mound for Madison, and we're about to get started here. Bryson Danzison behind the plate, Tanner Tilbury at first, Brian Bierke playing second, Easton Fernals is at short, Jackson Fernals at third, Parker Cauliffe in left, Max Young in center, and Evan Schliemann in right. That's Madison, and here's Maddox Cockleman, batting left-handed batter for Camby, and he takes the first pitch. High pop-up to right field, and the right fielder over and makes the catch out there, Evan Schliemann.
Yeah, that's nice. One pitch, one out. Good job.
Cockleman didn't waste no time there. Left-handed batter hit a high fly ball to right for the first out, and we're underway here. You want to, I sound like a broken record. I say this every time, baseball playoffs, you want to stay in the winner's bracket.
Yep, it's a lot easier.
There's Will Abrahamson. He hits the first pitch and gets it out the left field. Will Abrahamson with a hit. First hit of the game for Camby.
You know, we did the Camby-Dawson varsity game, and many of these kids played for Camby in that game, and I remarked two or three times how they go after the first pitch fastball and swing, and that they've seen two pitches, two strikes, and they've hit the ball twice.
Here's Ben Dreets, the number three batter for Camby. He's playing third base. He swings at the first pitch. Pops it up. Max Young, the center fielder, on the run, makes the catch.
Yeah, that was not as easy as it looked, Paul. He had to run a long ways to catch that.
Three pitches, three batters. One got on, and there's two flew out.
Yeah.
Do you think Jake Midtoney's going to swing at the first pitch?
Well, I'd say if he sees a fastball for a strike, he will. That's what they do.
Midtoney batting with two outs here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. He does not swing, and the throw out the first base goes out in the right field, and Abrahamson's up. He's on his way to second base.
Yeah, Bryson Denzeason was going to try to pick him off. He had a big secondary lead, and he just threw that one. Went past the first baseman, Tanner Tilbury, into right field. And luckily, Evan Schliemann was there to back it up. But he did get to second base on the air.
So it's an air by the catcher, Denzeason, on the throw to first after the pitch. Swing and a miss by Jake Midtoney.
Yeah, that first pitch to him was really high. He didn't swing, and that one was in the zone, and he swung. So that's their M.O. tonight. If you're going to throw strikes, we're going to swing at them.
Carter Moan. His pitch count, there's a ground ball to third, fielded by Jackson Fernall, throws to first for the third out.
That's kind of funny because he slipped it up to himself. It was a little low roller.
Carter Moan, the pitcher for Madison, what, six, seven pitches?
Six pitches.
Six pitches in that first inning. But Camby, no runs on one hit by Will Abrahamson, and one error by Madison, and they leave Abrahamson at second base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the first. Madison coming to bat. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Madison and Camby, no score. We'll be right back.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Paul Ramo and Bart Hill in Bird Island tonight. Just a slight breeze, just great temperature, good crowd here under the grandstand. It's a grandstand with a roof, much like what Appleton had just completed it over there in Appleton, putting the grandstand together. Just a great complex here in Bird Island.
Yes, it is. So, well, that was a quick first half of the inning. Carter Moan threw six pitches, five were strikes, and the batter swung at four of them. Three outs and one hit.
All right, Morgan Toll is the pitcher for Camby. Big kid.
He is.
Ty Rangard's the catcher. Landon Meyer Thubson's at first. Hunter Kack at second. Will Abrahamson at short. Ben Treats at third. Out in the outfield, you got Cockleman in left. Or Cockleman in center. Jake Midtoney in right.
Hit him.
It hit him.
Wow. He threw that pitch behind him and caught the back of his jersey. On the first pitch. Well, we know Madison has a very, very fast team, and they got some guys that can put the bat on the ball as well. So we'll see what they do with Carter Moen batting here how soon before they start Jackson Fernholz to second.
Jackson Fernholz was the batter, was hit by a pitch. He's on first base. Here's a ground ball, hit the first. Fielded it there by Thompson, throws to second, and that's a double play.
That was really a good play by the first baseman. That was Landedmeyer Thompson. He fielded that ground ball, ran to first, got the first out, and he threw it to second, and then it has to be a tag play, and the shortstop put that tag on Jackson Fernholz.
So a 3-6?
A 3-U to the batter and a 3-6 to the runner.
So a double play for Camby, beautifully well turned, as Mark mentioned, by the first baseman, Landon Thompson.
Yeah, once you touch first base, it takes away the force out. So when you fire it to second, you have to tag them. That's exactly what they did.
Here's Easton Fernholz batting. Swing and hits a long fly ball left field. This is way back. It's going to go into the corner all the way to the fence. Fernholz is on his way to second with a stand-up double for Easton Fernholz.
Yeah, he got a hold of that one, went right down the left field line, probably about 5 feet fair, and rolled all the way out to the fence.
Matthew Zitzman, the left fielder. Now what are they going to do, give him third?
Oh, he's going to take off his gloves.
Oh, okay. And so Zitzman, the left fielder, got on his horse right away to the warning track. And Easton is on second base with two outs. There is no score. We're in the bottom of the first.
Well, the aggressiveness of these both teams hitting the ball, first pitch.
Doles pits and Tanner Tilbury. Swing and a miss by Tilbury. Tanner's playing first place. First base. He's in first place. Here's the next pitch, and that's a strike called. So we've got an 0-2 count to Tanner. Nice pitch there by Morgan Toll.
Well, he's got to protect.
Fernholz with a huge lead at second. Two outs, 0-2 count. Toll's pitch. Ground ball to third. Knocked down nicely there by Dreets. Long throw to first, and they get him. What a play by Dreets at third.
He sat on that nicely. It was a hard hit ground ball, just a one hopper to him.
For Madison in the bottom of the first, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Fernholz at second base. Hey, that was an entertaining first inning, wasn't it?
He also threw six pitches.
Oh, wow. Pitch count is low after the first inning.
Both coaches are happy.
We'll go to the top of the second with Camby coming to bat. No score between Camby and Madison. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
Looking for the perfect place to stay in the Madison area this summer? Skip the ordinary and experience something better at the Main. Whether you're hosting family, planning a getaway, or in town for work, the Main offers a comfortable, fully furnished stay with three bedrooms, one bath, and a full kitchen, giving you all the space you need. Step outside and you're right on Main Street with local shops, restaurants, and small-town charm just steps away. This short-term rental is $150 a night with a two-night minimum. Call 320-226-7165 for the best rate or visit themainmadison.com. That's themainmadison.com. The Main is right where you want to be.
All right, Ty Rangard is batting for Camby. He just swung at a miss and for strike one, and now the next pitch there by Carter Moen. Strike two to Ty Rangard. We're in the top of the second, no score. Pitch called, strike three. Carter Moen strikes out Rangard.
It's hard to even say anything about the players because the pitchers are working fast and the hitters are swinging at everything.
Here's Morgan Toll. Camby's pitcher steps into the batter's box here in the top of the second inning with no score. Carter Moen's pitch. There's a high fly ball. Left center field. The left fielder caught over. Parker Kolloff makes the catch on the run.
I was just going to say that's going to drop in there, but out of nowhere came a flash of red. Parker Kolloff with the catch.
The left fielder for Madison, man, he was fast. I thought that was going to go in the gap.
That's right. I wonder where he gets his speed. Is it from mom or dad?
Here's Hunter Kack for Camby. How about the pitch count so far? What's going on here?
Both pitchers threw six pitches in the first inning, and
Hunter Kack had a strike on him, and then he fouls that one off, and it's 0-2 to Hunter Kack. Carter Moen and Morgan Toll pitching tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, and there's a shot to second, and it's out to center field. Just out of the reach of Ryan Bierke.
Yeah, he gave a good effort, just was probably about a foot off of his glove.
Base hit for Hunter Kack.
Yeah, he did a nice job with two strikes, a little bit outside, and he just went with the pitch, Paul, put it between the first base, or excuse me, the pitcher and the second baseman for a nice line drive.
So Hunter Kack and Will Abrahamson has the two hits for Camby. Here's Landon Meyer Thubson. Swing and a miss by Thubson for strike one.
We'll see what they do with that two outs here, if they'll try to get a runner in scoring position.
Carter Moen from the stretch checks his runner. Kack at first. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to third. Knocked down by Jackson Fernals. Throw to first, and there's your third out. Fernals at third with a nice fielding play.
Another quick inning.
And quick inning for Carter Moen. No runs on one hit. No errors. And the Camby leaves a runner on again. It's 0-0. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball from Bird Island. We'll be back after this.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement, rock chip repairs. Work with all insurance companies, same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, back here in Bird Island. Junior American Legion Baseball, Bart, the start of this game is highly unusual.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
First inning, there was a total of 12 pitches, and both teams got a hit in that inning, and Carter Moen threw nine pitches that inning, and Canby had a hit, so it's the pitchers are working fast, throwing strikes.
All right, Madison batting in the bottom of the second inning. We play seven, and there's no score, 0-0. It's going to be Max Young, Bryson Dansees, and Parker Culliff, the first three batters for Madison. Morgan Toll, the pitch is outside for a ball. Well, there's some local umpires, too, don't we?
Yeah, Ryan Lee and Tyler Canton are umpiring. Ryan Lee at first base, and they flip-flopped the second game around.
Max Young at the plate. Ground ball hit the third. Dreets fields it. Throws the first and gets him.
He's got a good, strong arm. Both him and Jackson Fernals have strong arms. That's what you need as a third baseman.
Yeah, I said this before. If you stand on third base and look the first, yeah, that's a long throw.
It really is.
And Dreets did a nice job, Ben Dreets, at third. One out. And here's Bryson Dansees, the catcher for Madison. Toll's first pitch is a ball, I believe. Bryson Dansees. Pitch by Toll is called strike one. One ball, one strike to Bryson. Parker Culliff on deck. Morgan from the street. He's working from the stretch with nobody on. Strike two called. We talked about that last Saturday when we were in Dawson. Some pitchers with nobody on likes to work from the stretch because that's what they feel comfortable doing.
Correct.
Here's a one ball, two strike pitch coming.
Whoa.
Curveball outside.
Ooh. That looked like a really good pitch. I think that might be the first curveball we've seen.
Yeah. 2-2 count to Dansees. No score, bottom of the second. Morgan Toll's pitch. And that's ball three. He was going to go for it.
Yeah.
Started the swing. Full count pitch to Bryson. Here it is from Toll. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. First strikeout of the game for Morgan Toll for Camby. Two outs.
Come back by Morgan Toll after he threw a couple balls to make it a full count. So, Paul, it's 127 feet, 3 3/8 inches from
third base to first base
on
the fly.
Oh, yeah. Is that, from third to first?
Yeah, so
what's the distance?
127 feet, 3 3/8 inches. Why it's 3 3/8, I don't know.
Don't you like Google? You love Google.
I do.
All right, Parker Culliff just took a ball. Next pitch by Morgan, and he hits it foul. Madison's in the first base dugout. Camby in the third base dugout. Talked to Jared Royland before the game. He likes that because the third at the time, the sun was shining in the third base dugout.
You didn't want to get overheated.
One ball, one strike to Culliff. Swing and a miss by Parker for strike two.
One reason I like being in the third base dugout is you could talk to your players when you're coaching at third base, you know, if you wanted someone to bunt or steal or something.
1-2 pitch, ground ball right back to the pitcher, Morgan Toll. He fields it, runs it over to first, underhands it to the first baseman, Thompson, for the third out. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Morgan Toll and the Camby Legion team. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We are going to go to the top of the third inning. And Camby coming to bat. No score between Camby and Madison. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball from Bird Island. We'll be back after this.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Lions Memorial Park in Bird Island. Beautiful baseball complex. No score between Camby and Madison, the winner. Winner, and if you lose, it's a double elimination, right, Bart?
Correct.
Okay.
So the winners play at 5 o'clock here on Friday. We know Bird Island or Bold is already in that game. The losers play afterwards, approximately 7.
Carter Moen delivers the first pitch to Matthew Zitzman. Swing and a miss by number 9, Zitzman, for strike one. Boy, both pitchers are throwing strikes.
Yep.
Next pitch, high for a ball.
Got the radar gun. It shows on the scoreboard how many miles per hour they're throwing. So
we have a radar gun.
We do. It's 67 miles per hour is that pitch.
Swing and a miss by Zitzman for strike two.
That one was a 70 mile an hour fastball. I would say that's going to be close to his top speed.
Called strike three. Zitzman called out on strikes. Second strikeout for Carter Moen. One out.
Carter's living on that outside edge. So far, the umpire's given him that. It's about knee-high, right on the edge. So the batter shook his head. He didn't really appreciate it. But so far, the umpire's called it both ways, which is exactly what you want.
Here's the top of the order. Maddox Cockleman batting. We're in the top of the third. No score between Camby and Madison. There's a strike thrown to Cockleman.
He flew out to right field on the first pitch of the game.
Here's the pitch to Cockleman. Swings and fouls it back to the backstop for strike two. 0-2 count to the left-handed batter, Maddox Cockleman, the center fielder. Here's the pitch from Carter. And he fouls that one back, and lucky the net's in the way there. We had probably got a ball in the press box.
That's right. We are right behind home plate again.
And a nice open press box. We have high executive chairs we're sitting in.
Well, we're kind of important people.
Yeah, you don't get that too often in press box. Comfy, cushiony, high executive back chairs.
And we got to give a shout out to John Benson running the PA and all the machinery up here. He even gave us some treats. And
He gave you treats?
Yeah, Werther's Original. Well, I set them aside over here.
Okay. Oh, you're going to hog all four of them?
I would like to.
Okay.
If you hear me mumbling, you know I have one in my mouth.
2-2 count to Cockleman. Carter. And his windup, and the 2-2 pitch popped up, and it goes out of play behind the third base dugout. I'll be honest with you, he gave me two earlier tonight.
Oh, what? What?
So I've got four.
I'm giving you just one. We each get three then.
Okay. 2-2 pitch. High and away for ball three.
Boy, this is the most pitches Carter Moen's thrown to a batter. He's thrown seven pitches this batter, and he threw six in the whole first inning.
Carter, full count pitch, and he pops that one up right center field. Right fielder, now the center fielder calls for it, Max Young, and right center field makes the catch. That was a high pop-up by Cockleman.
It really was. Evan Schiedleman started coming over, but Max Young got a great jump on it. He's got a lot of speed out there in center field for Madison.
What is this candy that he gave us?
Werther's Original. They are caramels.
Werther's Original.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not fakes. They're not sequels. It's the original.
Here's the number two batter, Will Abrahamson. Pitches high to Will. Will got a base hit, right? Yeah, the left field.
He did.
And he went
first
to
pitch swinging.
Second on the air. Pitches high to Abrahamson. Good athlete at Canby High School. 2-0 pitch. Moen delivers to Abrahamson.
Shot.
And there's a ground ball, left field, base hit.
Wow. That was a East Inferno's dove for that. Almost got a glove on it, but that was a really hard hit line drive. One hopper went right by him.
Canby's Will Abrahamson, 2-for-2 early in the game here. So Canby with a runner on first and two outs. No score between Madison and Canby. We're in the third. Here's Ben Dreets, the third baseman for Canby.
Got a pretty good lead at first.
Pitch is a strike called.
Yeah, Carter's really working that outside part of the plate.
0-1 pitch to Ben Dreets. Abrahamson with a lead at first. Yeah. There he goes. The pitch is down low. Here's the throw to second. He is out of there. Oh, Bryson Danzeason, Madison's catcher, threw a bullet and threw out Abrahamson trying to steal. Well, how about that, Bart?
That was a quick release on the throw down to second.
No runs on one hit. No errors. And nobody left on base for Canby. What a ball game we got going here between Canby and Madison, folks. We'll go to the bottom of the third with Madison coming to bat. No score. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
Hey, we're back here at Lions Memorial Park in Bird Island, right off Highway 212. Beautiful community of Bird Island. Hey, no score between Canby and Madison. What a game here the first three innings.
Yeah, both pitchers are throwing lots of strikes, which is exactly what you'd like.
Morgan Toll here in the bottom of the third with no score. The first pitch to Evan Schliemann is a strike.
He's a big left-handed hitter, tall kid out there. He's grown a lot.
Next pitch by Morgan is down low for ball one. The lights are on here, overcast skies. Tempers are just perfect. 1-1 pitch to Schliemann. He pops it opposite field, the third baseman. Treats goes up against the fence.
And just got over.
Yeah.
He made a reach, but was just a little bit out of his reach.
Yeah, he went out of my view there.
Yeah. So Toll is throwing, his fastest pitch was 72, and I think Carter Moen's was 71. So about the same speed for both pitchers.
One ball, two strike pitch coming to Evan Schliemann. Toll from the stretch, the pitch. Outside and low for ball two. Canby has three hits in the game. Madison one. No score. Bottom of the third. We play seven. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Toll.
Perfect.
Curveball in there for strike three. Schliemann.
It was all out on strike.
It was a really a nice breaking ball. It's not a slow breaker. It's a quick breaker right at the end. Kind of froze Evan a little bit. Nice pitch.
Second strikeout of the game for Camby's Morgan Toll. Here's the number 9 batter for Madison, the second baseman, Ryan Bjerke. Toll's pitch is down low. Okay, you had Schliemann up there. I don't know what Schliemann is. Six feet?
Looks
now you got Ryan Bjerke up there.
Who's not 6 feet.
Who's not 6 feet. What's that like for a pitcher?
It can really be tough, you know, because the strike zone is way different. And you try to just focus on the catcher's mitt at that point.
2-0 pitch to Bjerke. There's ball three. See what this is happening. Maybe Morgan. You got to adjust.
Well, you do.
3-0 count to Ryan Bjerke, the number 9 batter. There's a strike. Automatic strike one.
Yeah, plus Evan was a left-handed hitter and Ryan's a right-handed hitter. Good, big contrast.
Good crowd here tonight. Swing and a miss for strike two. So Ryan was down 3-0. Now he's got a full count on him with one out here in the bottom of the third. Morgan Toll's full count pitch to Bjerke. Inside, walked him.
Just a little bit inside. Good pitch by Toll. Just missed the inside part of the plate.
So with one out, now we go to the top of the order for Madison and Jackson Fernals.
He was hit by a pitch his first time up. It went right behind him and caught the back of his jersey, which still counts.
Bjerke's got good speed. He's at first base. They throw over to first, keep him close. And Ryan just got his uniform dirty. And his mother, Brooks, is sitting right below us. She's got laundry to do
so
tonight.
I'm thinking, do I have enough shout at home?
Ooh, throw over to first again. And Ryan gets back.
Cloud of dust.
Not tied, shout. We're going to give a...
No, shout out to shout.
Shout out to shout.
I like shout. Spray and wash, that's another good one.
Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
And that's high.
Oh, that looked like it was right down the middle.
So you do the laundry in your home, huh?
Well... No,
I don't think I both. I don't think I've ever done laundry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I do a lot of laundry.
1-0 count. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Oh, strike call to Jackson Fernals. Nice pitch by Morgan Toll. One out. Madison has a runner on first. There is no score in the ballgame. Throw to first again, and Ryan dies back.
Julie does the majority of the laundry. I try to mess up. Not to mess up her stuff. So
there goes the runner. The pitch is inside. The throw to second. Not in time. And Bjerke steals second base.
Yeah, he got a good jump. The throw actually was a one hopper, and the second baseman was going to try to catch it and tag the runner, but the ball just kind of popped out of his glove behind him. So
Madison has a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the third inning. Ryan Bjerke at second base. Jackson Fernals at the plate. Pitches inside for ball three. 3-1 to Jackson Fernals. Jared Royland coaching third base. Brian Fernals over at first. Here's the 3-1 pitch. There's a shot, and it goes to the shortstop. Abrahamson throws nice. The first. And Bjerke will stay at second.
Yeah, smart play by Bjerke. If he would have took off, he would have been a dead duck at third. And Abrahamson fielded that. He moved up towards the second base side and gave Bjerke a glance at second base, and he wasn't going, so he fired it across the diamond.
Here's number 4, Madison's pitcher, Carter Mohn, into the batter's box. Two outs now with Bjerke at second.
He hit that ground ball to the first baseman.
Morgan's pitch swung on and fouled back by Carter Mohn.
That started that double play in the second inning. Or first inning, excuse me.
Look at the lead Bjerke has at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Carter. Bjerke's almost halfway between second and third.
Yeah, he's getting a great secondary out there. That was really a quick breaking curveball by Toll. Low and away, Carter Mohn went after that.
Big pitch, 0-2 count, two outs. Popped up, right side, goes out of play. I like on foul balls, I like watching the kids run after the ball. I wonder what they give here at the concession.
They are giving a dollar.
A dollar?
They are.
Hold my headset.
I think they're going to beat you, Paul. Okay. They're a little quicker.
0-2 pitch, here it is from Toll. Oh, he called it a ball.
Yeah, just a little bit low. A couple fastballs. I would like to see him come back with that curveball, see if we could get him swinging.
One ball, two strikes to Carter. Toll checks Bierke at second. The pitch. Here's a shot. Line drive right to second base. Hunter Tack snags it out of the air for the third out. A line drive to second off the bat of Moan.
Yeah, easy play for the second baseman.
So for Madison there, we got no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Bierke at second base. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning here in Bird Island. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. No score between Canby and Madison. We'll be back.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
We're back here in Bird Island on a beautiful Tuesday night. No score between Canby and Madison. Canby coming to bat here on the top of the fourth. What do you think of the game so far, Bart?
Oh, I love it. It's a pitcher's duel. And then that just magnifies every play defensively, you know.
All right, Canby batting. It's the 3, 4, and 5 batters. Ben Dreets, Jake Mittoni, Ty Rangard. Carter Moan's first pitch, number 3, Ben Dreets, is outside for a ball. Carter in his windup, and the pitch. There's a high fly ball, left field, the left fielder coming in, call off, makes the catch.
He called off the shortstop to make that catch.
Parker Kalloff in left field with the catch. At least tonight, the outfielders don't have to fight the sun. Like we saw in Dawson a couple times, the ball was lost in the sun.
Yeah, this is another one of those fields that, to me, is just placed perfectly.
Swing and foul back by number 5, Jake Mittoni, the right fielder, for strike 1. Yeah, I love the baseball field here. It's large.
Yep.
What is that out to center field?
386.
There's a ground ball foul.
And then they have a giant green monster that goes up about another, 30, 40 feet, so...
Looks like they got some trees or bushes out there beyond center field. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Mittoni goes down swinging.
Yeah, good breaking ball. It just actually, Bryson Van Ziesen did a nice job of blocking it. It skipped right in the dirt. But he swung and then Bryson just reached out and tagged him.
Here's Ty Rangard. Ty struck out in the second inning. Two outs now in the top of the fourth. Popped up right field. This might drop in there. No, the right fielder comes over, and he can't make the catch. I'm not sure what happened there. Evan Schliemann.
Yeah, not sure if he would have had room to catch it or not, but he did pull up. I think he was playing it safe. He didn't know how hard it was hit, so he was waiting, and then he ran up, and it bounced probably about 4 feet in front of him. Maybe could have had a diving catch, but then if you miss it, you put the runner in scoring position.
So base hit there?
Yep.
Okay. Base hit to right by Rangard. He's on first base with two outs here in the top of the fourth and no score between Canby and Madison. Here's the pitcher for Canby, Morgan Toll.
Carter had 32 pitches going into the fourth inning. Great job.
And there's a shot to left field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. So back-to-back singles for Canby here in the fourth.
Yeah, that was kind of like the play before that. It was a line shot, one hopper out to the left fielder. Again, if you take a chance, Paul, and miss that diving, you're going to have a run scored. Number 4 is into a courtesy run. That is Aiden Christensen. Is a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Aiden Christensen.
His mom's a good waitress there at PK Egan's.
They're not holding him. He has like a 40-foot lead. They should throw him behind him.
Here's the pitch. And that's down low to number 0, Hunter Tack batting. So Candy's got something going here. Barked in the top of the fourth. It's two outs and two on.
They do. If they want to call a pitch out here, they could pick that runner off at first base. He's almost halfway to second.
Pitch is inside to Hunter Kak. Runners not holding him on. First and second for Cammy. The pitch down low. Nice stop by Van Ceesen.
That was a good block. If it gets by him, there's a lot of real estate behind him, so easily they would advance.
3-0 pitch to Hunter Kak. Runners on first and second for Cammy. And there's strike one. So here we go, folks. Got Rangard at second and Christensen at first. The 3-1 pitch to Hunter Kak. Ground ball to short. Easton Fernholz feels it. He goes to first, and they get him for the third out.
That was really close. A lot of speed on that runner.
Hunter Kak. Yeah, Hunter Kak flew down the first baseline.
Yeah, just barely missed it by about a half a step.
No runs on two hits, no errors, and Camby leaves two on base there in the top of the fourth. And the score remains Camby 0, Madison 0. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Lions Memorial Park. No score. Really good ball game happening here between Camby and Madison.
Yeah, some good defensive plays, too, by the infield. And Canby's actually putting the bat on the ball really well, getting some hits. But so far, neither team has scratched across that first run.
Okay, both of us made a mistake. We put our Werther's candy in our mouth between commercials. And it's kind of sticky.
We're blaming it on John.
Okay. Hey, four hits for Canby, two hits for Madison. Madison will be batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3, 4, and 5 batters, Easton Fernholz, Tanner Tilbury, and Max Young. To face Morgan Toll, who's pitched very well. He's only given up two hits.
Yes, Easton Fernholz doubled in the left field corner his first time up. And that was on the first pitch he saw.
Here's the first pitch to Easton.
Another
and there's
shot.
Another rip to left field. How about Easton Fernholz at the plate here in this game?
I'm just really impressed with these hitters, Paul. Their good pitches are swinging at. They're not just going up there hacking at anything. They see the first pitch, that's a strike, a fastball, and they're putting a bat on it.
Easton Fernholz, 2-for-2.
Tanner Tilbury is a good hitter, so I don't anticipate the bunt, but we'll see.
Toll's pitch to Tilbury. Swing and a miss by Tanner for strike one.
Well, he gave that one a good, healthy cut.
Fernholz over at first base. His dad coaching right there on the first base box. Here's the pitch. And popped up right side of the field. The first baseman in foul territory, and it goes out of play.
Both pitchers usually pitching ahead in the count, which makes it a lot easier.
Did your dad ever coach you in baseball?
He did not.
Okay.
He smoked a cigar and yelled a lot. He yelled at the other team and the umpires a lot, too.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
That was a good fastball in the inside part of the plate.
Tilbury goes down swinging for the first out here in the fourth inning. Here's Max Young.
You could always tell when my dad arrived because there's a cloud of cigar smoke around him. And then he'd only smoke it for about halfway, Paul. Then he'd pull it out and just chew on it the rest of the way.
There's a ground ball to third. Dreets fields it, goes to second. Throw to first.
Got
double
it.
Play, Camby.
Wow, that's their second.
Wow.
That's hard in youth baseball to go to third to second to first, but that's exactly what they did.
Wow, the second double play. It's the second double play,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
Of the game for Camby. It started with Dreets at third. Threw to second to Hunter Kak. Kak to Thompson for the double play. no runs on one hit by Fernals. No errors, nobody left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the top of the fifth. This ball game's flying along here. No score between Cammy and Madison. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs from Bird Island. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
We're back here in Bird Island for Junior American Legion Baseball. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here. No score between Camby and Madison. We are in the top of the fifth inning. Camby's batting here. Tremendous game. Pitching duel.
It really is. And
good defense,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a lot of ground balls, and the guys are picking them up cleanly and fielding them, throwing them across the diamond.
Here's Thompson. Takes a pitch high. What a double play.
Yeah. Second of the game.
That was like textbook double play by Camby. Dreets. Third baseman started it.
Yeah. You look at, you know, the balls are all really true so far, so another hats off shouting to the groundskeeper.
Pitch to Landon. Swing and a miss by Thompson. Two balls, one strike. The Landon Meyer Thompson, the first baseman, who had a nice stretch on that double play. Pitch outside. Carter Moan pitching for Madison, giving up four hits. Pitches high. That's ball four. So Camby gets their leadoff batter on here in the top of the fifth. Here's the number nine batter, Matthew Zitzman, the left fielder.
That was the first time today they had their leadoff hitter on, so we'll see what they do. Strategy with a number nine hitter up could be a possible bunt situation. Bernholtz is on the grass at third base.
Zitzman, the number nine batter, at the plate. The pitch from Carter, ground ball foul.
Like it bounced off the top of the umpire's mask. But
Zitzman struck out in the third inning. No runs, four hits, no errors for Camby. No runs and three hits and no errors for Madison. Or they have it here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by Zitzman. Camby has a runner on first base in Thompson after drawing the walk. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. Top of the order for Camby on deck.
Good hang by Zitzman as a high fastball. He had to go after it, just fouled it off.
Carter Moan from the stretch. The 0-2 pitch. High for ball one.
Yeah, Thompson, not a real big lead at first base, Paul.
Nope. Well, with 0-0, one run, one score would be huge. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball two, 2-2. I don't know if you can hear the fans, but the fans are making a lot of noise here tonight. Camby and Madison.
No. This game is getting intense now. Like I said, we're in the top of the fifth inning, no score.
2-2 pitch, curveball, ground ball to Fernals at short. Goes to second for the force. Throw to first. Not in time. It was close.
Yeah, it was just too slow of a developing ground ball. They did the good, right thing getting the first out at second base, but couldn't complete the double play.
So they forced Thompson at second. Zitzman gets the board on first. And here's the top of the order now for Canby and Maddox Cockleman.
He flew out twice, once to center field, once to right field, left-handed hitter.
One out, the pitch. High pop-up, right field. The right fielder, Schliemann, calling for it. Easy catch out there in right field. Listen to the Madison fans. Two outs as Cockleman flies out to right. And here's shortstop Will Abrahamson for Canby.
He's officially two for two already in the game.
Yes, he is.
He's seen a total of four pitches in his two at-bats, and he's two for two.
Here's the pitch from Carter Moen to Abrahamson, and that's right down the pipe for strike one. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs here in Bird Island. One strike to Abrahamson. Down low for ball one. One ball, one strike.
I'm just trying to watch the third base coach if he's giving any signals. He hasn't, so that leads me to believe that they're not stealing.
Jordan Kack over there coaching third base. There's a shot, short. Oh, it goes not the glove of Fernalls, and everyone's going to be safe. Yeah, we'll give a hit there, I think, huh?
Yeah, it was a line drive. He had to go to his right, and it was one of those duck dives where it had so much topspin, it just dropped on him. Talking to the official scorekeeper, he said, we'll give him a hit on that one.
Yeah, but Easton Fernalls, line drive to him to his right, almost caught it. Here's the pitch to Dreets. Once again, Camby has two base runners on. They did that, last inning?
Yeah, they've had a runner on every inning, two on last inning.
Two outs, two on. Swing and foul back by Ben Dreets.
As of yet, they haven't come through with that RBI hit.
Zitzman's at second base. Abrahamson at first. Abrahamson's three for three on the day. Here's the pitch to Ben Dreets. Down low, gets by the catcher. The runners are going to advance. Zitzman goes to third. Abrahamson the second.
A good block by Bryson Danzeason, but it was a ball that really was on the outside part of the plate, and he blocked it, but it skipped off his glove towards the first base dugout.
All right, runners. Camby has runners on second and third. This is a big at-bat here in this ball game. We're in the fifth. The pitch. There's a ground ball, hit the second, and fielded nicely by Bjerke. Throws the first for the third out.
Yeah, didn't get any easier than that for Ryan Bjerke. Big relief for the Madison team.
No runs for Camby on one hit.
One hit.
And no errors, and once again, Camby leaves two runners on. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. No score between Madison and Camby in Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. We'll be back after we hear a word from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products Mineota.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion, from work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties. We've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
Here we go, bottom of the fifth inning. No score between Madison and Camby. Outstanding baseball game happening here in Bird Island tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online on KOQPFM.com. You can listen to us anywhere around the world. All right, Bart, Danzeason batting for Madison.
Yeah, his job is to get on any way he can.
Ground ball to third, fielded by Dreis. Oh, no, they're going to call it a foul ball.
Yeah, the umpire is pointing down right away. Not sure what it hit, though, because the plate is in fair territory. I don't know if it skipped off his toe or what, because Bryson didn't run at all. So, obviously, it must have hit his foot.
That was just a long strike. Here's the pitch outside. Yeah, the ball went right down the third baseline on the grass, and Dreets fielded it at third.
Yeah, it was definitely a fair ball there, but the umpire was right on top of it, pointing down the whole time.
1-1 pitch, and that's outside to Danzeason. What Bryson do? Oh, he struck out.
Yeah. Morgan Toll had 44 pitches coming into this inning. That's a strike.
And called strike two to Danzeason.
Sun is set now, and some clouds coming over. It's starting to get a little darker.
2-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss, struck him out. Morgan Toll with a nice pitch, striking out Dan Zeeson for the second time tonight.
Yeah, that time that curveball broke a lot more. He had a couple times where he threw a real quick breaking curveball. That was more like a looping curveball.
And let's see who we have here. Parker Culliff batting. Pitch to Parker is down low.
He had a one hopper back to Toll his first time up and got thrown out at first.
1-0 count. The pitch. Look out inside for ball two. I want to thank everybody for listening online. We've got a lot of online listeners. One some from Kansas City, Dubuque, Iowa, North Dakota, way up on the Canadian border. Here's a ground ball, hit the second. Hunter Tack fields it, bobbles it, throws the first, and he's safe. Culliff beats the throw.
Yeah, he came up, and it just took kind of a short skip hop on him in the end, and a bounce off his glove, and he couldn't recover fast enough to throw out Parker Culliff, who was racing down the line.
A bunch of people listening online in the metro area down in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Iowa.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. All right, a bunt by number 15 right back to the pitcher. Toll, he's going to go to second, and they get him out, and they throw the first, not in time.
Yeah, it was almost a double play. Evan Schliemann tried to bunt, and the pitcher Toll did a nice job. He came off the mound. Instantly, Paul turned and fired it to second base, and the shortstop throwing it back almost got a double play.
So two outs. Yeah, Morgan, he didn't hesitate. When he fielded that ball, he went right to second.
Well, you got to have...
Swing and a miss by Bjerke.
Get a tip of the cap to the catcher there, too, Ty Rangard, because right away he was yelling, 2-2-2-2-2, and that's exactly what he did.
The batter is Ryan Bjerke. Pitches high. Yeah, nice job by Rangard. That's what you want a catcher to do.
Well, he can see everything right out in front of him. So, a pitcher, you know, you're not really once you start pitching towards home, you're not watching the runner run to second. So, he has the best view, and he took charge. That's what they're supposed to do.
One ball, one strike to Ryan Bjerke with Schliemann at first base. Two outs. Pitch is called, strike two. Coach Jared Roiland clapping his hands, encouraging Bjerke at the plate. No score between Canby and Madison in the bottom of the fifth. Tight ball game. Morgan Toll's pitch. Curveball. Oh, missed. I thought he was going to ring him up.
That broke just a little bit out of the strike zone. A little bit low.
2-2 count. Two outs. Schliemann at first. The pitch. Ball three. We got a full count.
Well, that's what Ryan Bjerke did his first at bat. He coaxed a walk out of Toll, and he does so, and then it will put Evan Schliemann in scoring position.
Full count pitch coming from Morgan Toll. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Bjerke strikes out to end the inning.
That was a big strikeout for Morgan Toll and Canby.
Five strikeouts for Toll in the ball game. For Madison, no runs, no hits, one error, and the one runner left on base. We are already going to the top of the sixth inning. Canby coming to bat. And we have no score in this Junior American Legion playoff game. We'll be right back.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
In Madison, Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here. No score between Canby and Madison. In between innings, hey, Trista Christensen. Just walking up to the grandstand here, had a hot dog. I thought she was going to deliver it to us here in the press box.
How rude.
She kept it herself.
What a game this is, Paul.
Great game. Oh, quick or great?
Both.
All right, here's Canby batting Jake Mittoni.
I've got Carter officially with 64, unofficially with 64 pitches so far.
Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to third. Oh, knocked down nicely by Jackson. Fernals throws the first and get him. What a play by Fernals at third.
Yeah, he stretched. If he doesn't get that ball, it's in the corner for a double. And a good stretch by Tanner Tilbury at first base.
Wow.
The advantage of having a 6'5 first baseman that is athletic and stretch.
Yeah. Boy, Jackson Fernals at third, just quick reaction. That was a shot off the bat of Mid-Tony.
And he's got such a strong arm that he can fire that across.
Here's Ty Rangard, takes the first pitch of strike.
He's one for two.
No one pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Carter, what did you say the first three innings he threw? How many strikes versus balls?
Oh. Well, his first nine batters, he only threw one ball.
Oh, my goodness. Pitch outside for ball one.
I didn't want to jinx him, but yeah, you go through the lineup once and throw one ball. That's pretty impressive.
One ball. Two strikes. The Rangard. Look out. Almost hit him inside.
Little two-seam fastball that ran in on the right-handed hitter. Almost hit him.
2-2 pitch coming to Ty. Here it is. And he hits it fouled on the third base side.
Good hustle by Jackson Fernholz, but wasn't hit high enough or gave him time to get underneath it.
2-2 count to number 21. Ty Rangard, the catcher. Struck out in second, got a base hit to left in the fourth. Tammy has five hits in the game, Madison three, but we have no score. 2-2 pitch.
Curveball.
Oh, strike three. You called it, Bart.
Yeah, just froze him on the curveball there. Ty Rangard just shook his head. That was a really good pitch.
Fourth strikeout of the game for Carter Moan. Two outs now in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitcher. Camby's pitcher batting. Morgan Toll. Moan's pitch. Pop foul behind home plate. Oh, on top of the metal roof.
Clang.
I like the grandstand they have here at Bird Island.
Yeah, I'm snoozing in these comfy chairs.
Ground ball to the right side of the field. The second baseman. Bjerke fields it, throws to first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning for Carter Road and Madison. Listen to the Madison fans.
Very fast 1-2-3 inning.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Camby in the top of the sixth. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. What a ball game. Call a friend, text a friend, tell them to tune in to Q92. No score. Madison coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back, everybody. No score between Canby and Madison. And this is a playoff game, Matt Bart. It's a lot on the line. You want to stay in the winner's bracket.
Oh, yeah. And what a great game. I'm just so impressed with both pitchers. They're just throwing strikes, dealing the infields, making plays. They've got strong arms around the infield. You know, typically, Paul, when you get to 15- and 16-year-olds, you don't see the quality of baseball that we've seen tonight just by how well both teams have been playing. It's just been awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Evan Ingersmo. Mm-hmm. He's home recovering in Camby.
Yeah.
And you know what happened
to
Evan.
He took a bad hop during warm-ups in Madison and hit his nose. So last we heard, he broke it in a couple places. Didn't know if he was going to have surgery or not. So he is not here to help Coach Camby.
Yeah, he had surgery, I understand.
Okay.
He's doing okay.
Okay. Well, good for him. And he's a tremendous player. And so you never want to see anyone get hurt.
That's right. So thanks for listening. All right, here we go. Madison batting. It's the top of the order.
Swing and a miss by Jackson Furnals. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning, no score.
Yeah, we were remarking how fast it was going, and the game might be done early, but nobody scores. Who knows?
Pitch outside, gets by the catcher, Rangard. Jackson playing a solid third base tonight.
Yeah, he grounded out his, or got hit by a pitch his first time up, and then grounded out to short his second time up.
Two balls, one strike.
Oh,
curveball in there.
I thought that was going to hit him.
Evan Angusmo, he plays for Rosen?
Yep.
Okay. Three balls, one strike to Fernholz. Morgan's pitch, swung on and fall back to the backstop.
Tom Fernholz listening, or Tom Fernholz listening. He's telling us we need to pick up some Diet Sun Drop for him.
What's with the Diet Sun Drop?
That's just really good. It keeps your nice slim figure.
Full count pitch. There's a shot to right field. Base hit for Jackson Fernholz. Boy, the Madison fans are making noise tonight. They're loud.
They really are. So we got Carter Moen. When Jackson Fernholz led off their half of the first, getting hit by a pitch, Carter Moen hit that double play. A really good play by the first baseman for Canby. So we'll see what happens here, if they're going to try stealing, possibly bunting.
That was the fourth hit of the game off toll.
You get in the bottom of the sixth inning, you score a run, then you just hold them, and you can come away with a win.
Carter Moen at the plate. He can help his cause. I'll throw over to first. And Fernholz gets back. Jackson fast?
Yes, he is, and he had a really good lead, and he was leading. And I think Morgan Toll saw that, or someone saw that, and they alerted and told him to throw over to first base. Again, a good lead, and throw over again.
Got back safely.
It's just such a big position. If you can get your leadoff runner to second base, there's a lot of ways to score.
Carter Moen at the plate. Madison with a runner on first base. He bunts. Missed the bunt for a strike.
Yeah, he didn't get his bat out level. It's kind of up and down, and that's harder to hit, so he missed that one. We'll see if they come back with a bunt or possibly hit and run, Paul.
Who's going to play bold in the winner's bracket Friday? Over to throw to first. Oh, that was close.
That was thrown right where it needed to be, right on the inside part of the bag, but Jackson Fernholz got a hand right around the glove.
Thompson, the first baseman, did a nice job there, quickly putting a tag on. He bunts again. He missed it again for strike two.
Ooh, that's tough. So now you still can bunt, but if you don't put it in fair territory, you are out. So you run the risk of that. I think he's just going to swing away, and they might try to steal Jackson Fernholz now.
Hit him! Did it?
Wow.
Yeah, hit him.
Wow, that ball went behind him, hit him in the hand.
Wow. So Madison with the runners on first and second now and nobody out. And it brings up Easton Fernholz and timeout called by Canby. As
Jordan Keck is going to go talk to him. Yeah, it was. He was trying to get a fastball on the inside and went right behind him. And Carter Moen was trying to jump out of the way, and then it hit him. Do we get a runner now for him? I believe we do.
No score here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Let's see if we can get a number on the runner here.
All the players are gathered around their coaches. Jared Royland here. You got the batter and the both base runners. How important are these runs here?
What do we got?
How important are these runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning?
Thank you.
One run might win it.
Okay, we got Owen Meyer courtesy running for the pitcher at first base. Well, I'm guessing, Paul, I'm not going to bet on this, but I'm guessing that they are not going to have Easton Fernholz bunt because he tore the cover off the ball twice.
Yeah, he's two for two.
He hit a line drive in the corner and a line drive to the left fielder, so I don't anticipate any bunt here.
Biggest at-bat in the ball game right here. Coming up, Easton Fernholz at the plate. Madison has runners on first and second. There's nobody out. Morgan Toll, the pitcher for Canby. Ground ball to short. Fielded by Abrahamson. Goes to second. Goes to first. Double play for Canby.
Wow.
Double, their third double play of the game.
And that first baseman, hats off to Landon Meyer Thompson for scooping that ball. Because if he bobbles it at all, Fernholz is going to be safe. That was a tough short to second to first double play.
Third double play, I think, of the game.
It was the third one for them.
For Jackson's at third base.
That's going over his head.
Here's a pop-up to set deep center field.
He makes the catch!
Maddox Cockleman makes the catch in deep center field.
Oh, man.
Off the bat of Tanner Tilbury to end the inning.
When that ball left the bat, I thought it was going over his head. He turned, got a great jump on the ball, and caught it over his head.
Oh, and Maddox Cockleman comes running over to the dugout. He's being swarmed by his players. That was a tremendous catch. Well hit ball by Tanner Tilbury.
He gave it a ride, all for naught.
Madison had runners on first and second, nobody out.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get a run in. Good defense by Canby. Well,
his pitches.
We're going to seven, top of the seventh.
We are.
And we'll be back. No score. Don't go away. It's going to be a great finish. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-5536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Oh, we're back here. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill. We are in the seventh inning. Playoff baseball. No score, Bart.
It is great. Pitcher's duel. Excellent defense. Canby's turned three double plays. None bigger than that last one.
All right, here's the 7, 8, 9 batters for Canby here in the top of the seventh inning. Hunter Cactus took a pitch, a ball.
He's one for two.
Carter Moen continued on the mound. Swing and fall back. What an opportunity for Madison last inning. Runners on first and second, nobody out.
Yeah, and they're one of their best hitters up to the plate, and he hit a hard two-hopper, and that's why it was a double play, because it was hit so hard.
Here's a chopper.
It's going to be tough.
Fernholz, the shortstop, fields it, throws the first. They get him.
Wow, another good defensive play.
And Canby thinks he was safe.
Well,
going to be an argument here.
And I didn't know if he pulled his foot or not, because he really stretched towards shortstop. There's a little chopper, a high chopper, but it landed about halfway between the shortstop area and the pitcher. And Fernholz came and got it out of his glove quickly and fired it across to Tanner Tilbury.
Easton made a great fielding play, but he had trouble getting the ball out of his glove. That was close at first, but the base umpire said he was out. So Cat grounds out the short for the first out. Here's Landon Meyer-Thubson.
That fastball is at 71. So both pitchers are right around that 70, 71, 72 area on their fastballs.
What a job by Morgan Toll and Carter Moen tonight pitching.
Yeah, so who's ever going to blink first.
Ball two to Thubson. Matthew Zitzman on deck for Canby. We're in the top of the seventh. No score, folks. A lot of zeros up there on the scoreboard.
Officially at Carter with 74 pitches coming into this inning.
3-0 pitch. There's ball four. Canby gets a base runner.
A little bit high, but they will take that.
So Canby has their base runner. Here's the number 9 batter, Matthew Zitzman.
Thompson's walked twice. Last time they didn't do anything in this situation. No stolen base, no bunt or anything. Well, they were most likely not going to bunt with one out. But
all right. Thompson with his lead at first. Here's a bunt. Down to third base. Fielded nicely by Fernholz. Jackson throws the first, and they get him out.
Yeah, luckily they saw that after he threw it to first base because nobody was covering third, and the left fielder came in. A nice job, Parker Kaloff. He ran all the way from the outfield to cover third base.
Two outs. Jackson Fernholz, the third baseman, charging in hard. And Thompson goes to second base.
We got Maddox Cockleman. He's officially 0-for-3 with three flyouts, but he's got a chance to push across the first run if he can get a hit here.
Here we go. The pitch to Maddox Cockleman is high for a ball.
I got Will Abrahamson on deck, and he's 3-for-3. So this is a really big at bat, Paul.
Runner on second for Canby. The pitch by Carter Moen is inside for ball two. To the leadoff batter, Cockleman.
left-handed hitter.
What an exciting baseball game here in Bird Island. 2-0 pitch to Cockerman. Moen delivers outside for ball three.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world if he does walk him, other than the fact that you've got Abrahamson, who's 3-for-3 on deck.
3-0 pitch coming. That's a strike. Here we go, folks. Turn your radios up.
Oh, yeah. Tell your friends to start listening.
Dawson at second base. Could be the only run of the game. Let's see what Cockham can do. 3-1 pitch popped up. Left field, left side goes out of play. Full count to Cockleman with two outs. 3-2 pitch coming to Maddox. Here's the pitch.
Inside.
Oh, called strike three!
Big pitch by Carter Moen. Both teams escape jams.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the seventh. Madison coming to bat. No score. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, we're in the bottom of the seventh. Morgan Toll finishing up his warm-up pitches. What a baseball game. This is so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be stress time now, pressure. So we'll see what happens.
Well, can be. Their defense last inning was phenomenal.
Yeah, they turned a great double play, and we can't forget the ground ball East Inferno, the play he made on that as well, too. So,
Max Young, Bryson Danzeason, Parker Culliff, the first three batters for Madison. Bottom of the seventh, no score. Morgan Toll, fantastic job on the mound for Camby. First pitch is a ball. To Max Young.
For Max Young. You know, the pitch count isn't even close to being in effect yet, so he just wants to get a good pitch that he can deliver. Don't swing at anything outside the zone.
Here's the pitch to Max. Ground ball. Foul!
Ooh, wow.
Just foul over to third base.
That couldn't have been fouled by very much, but...
The grandstand pole is in my way. I can't see third base.
Yeah, Jared Roiland was in my view.
1-1 pitch to Max. We might go extra innings, folks. They did last time. How many innings did they go?
I thought they told me 10.
10.
7-6 win.
Pitch inside for ball two. Max Young at the plate. Danzeason on deck for Madison. Morgan Toll working from the stretch with nobody on. Here's a shot down the right field line, and that's going to go out of play. The first baseman giving chase up against the wall. Don't want to run into that wall over there, Thompson.
No, the one right by the dugout is all big, ginormous, heavy cement blocks.
Granite or something.
Oh.
Rock. Big pitch here for Morgan Toll with a 2-2 count to Young.
Curveball.
Curveball, strike three. Called strike three. What a pitch.
That was his quick-breaking curveball, and it just froze him right at the knees.
What a pitch there by Toll. That was his sixth strikeout of the game. Here's Bryson Danzeason, the catcher for Madison.
He's 0-for-2 so far. He needs to put the ball in play for Madison, and of course, Toll wants to strike him out again.
And the pitch is down low. Now, this is a big ballpark, so I'm not expecting a home run. They kind of got a green, small green monster over there. Is that the...
In center field and left field, they've got an extended green tarp out there.
Here's the pitch to Danzeason outside for ball two.
Yeah. So Bryson's going to look to try to get on here anywhere he can.
2-0 count to Danzeason swinging, foul back for strike one.
That's a good cut on a good fastball.
No runs, five hits for Madison. No runs, five hits for Camby. No runs, four hits for Madison. Here's the pitch, ground ball foul. Coach Brian Fernall is at first base, bare hands it.
It was a shot. It actually barely rolled up to him.
He'll brag about that fielding play. Big pitch for Morgan Toll with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 count. The pitch. Down low, we got a full count to Dan Zeeson. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here as the sun is setting. Lights are on.
The orange-colored sky out to the west.
Full count pitch. Time called by the home plate umpire.
The batter called time. He was stepping out.
This is why we love baseball. What a game. Full count pitch. Here it is. Outside, Madison has a base runner, ball four.
Okay, we'll look to see who's going to courtesy run for Dan Zeeson. They did.
Bryson pretty fast.
Well.
Or he's the catcher, that's
he's
right.
He's the catcher, but if he's not, they're not running for him, then yes, he is the fastest guy available. Because had they had someone faster on the bench, he would be in right now.
Here's Parker Culloff batting for Madison. There's just one out. Perfect. And the pitch is popped up shot. Right field, and Mid-Towney camps underneath of it and makes the catch out in right field for the second out.
I was just going to say Parker grounded out to the pitcher and reached on an error, and before I could even say that, he took the first pitch and flied out to right.
Madison has the winning run at first base. Now
we got a pinch hitter.
Outs.
This is number...
What's that?
Number what? 14. Number 14 batting for Madison, the pinch hitter. That is Owen Meyer.
Owen Meyer batting for Sleeman.
Big spot for him coming off the bench.
Two outs. Here's the pitch to Meyer batting for Sleeman. It's low for ball one.
He's a left-handed hitter, so Jared Royland using his strategy over there, using a bench player. Hopefully can get on base.
1-0 pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Dreet fields it at third. Throws the first, there's their third out, and folks, we're going to extra innings.
That was a really tough play by Dreet. He had to run a long ways and pick that up on a high bouncer and throw him out at first.
For Madison in the bottom of the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We are going extra. Going to the eighth with Camby coming to bat. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Bird Island, right off Highway 212 tonight. Beautiful day for baseball. What a game we've been watching.
Whew, we're going to extra innings. Both pitchers are under the pitch count. Unofficially, I have Carter for 89 pitches. You can throw 105 in Legion baseball.
Madison's had opportunities, but Cammy's pulled off three double plays tonight.
Yes, they haven't gotten too many people to second and third. Can be about the same situation. They've got hits. They've got guys in scoring position, but no RBI hits yet.
A couple times during the game, Cammy had runners on first and second. One inning, they had runners on second and third, and couldn't get anybody home. So opportunities have been there for both teams. During the regular season, Madison beat Cammy, 8-7?
7-6.
7-6?
Someone told me 10 innings.
It was extra innings, anyway.
It was extra innings, yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight. You got extra baseball. We're in the eighth inning. Here's the number 2, 3, 4 batters for Camby. Will Abrahamson batting. Carter Moan. In the eighth inning, we are. Here's the pitch. And that's down low for a ball.
Well, I don't expect to see Camby look for walks because they are first fast-pitch hitters.
1-0 pitch. Down low for ball two. 2-0 to Will Abrahamson.
I remarked the first seven innings took an hour and 10 minutes.
2-0 pitch. Ooh. Pitch is high. Well, we're extra innings.
Well, you don't want to walk that leadoff guy.
Abrahamson at the plate. Here's the 3-0 count.
Oh, he swung at it.
Popped up. Right side. This is catchable. No, it goes just out of play.
Well, there shows the mindset of the Canby hitters. It was 3-0. It looked like it was an outside fastball, and he swung at it.
Oh, he did swing at it
3-0. And he, yeah.
Is that,
well,
did he do that on his own, or is that he able to do that? Did Coach tell him to do that?
If he didn't, then he can do it on his
own. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on it, fall back for strike two.
Now they say that a 3-0 pitch is like a 3-1 pitch, so you're going to get the same one. And others say it might be the best pitch you see, 3-0. But regardless, now it's full count.
Nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Full count pitch. Swing and a miss, struck Abrahamson out.
Good fastball. Just kind of ducked down low right below his knees. Abrahamson went after it and missed.
And that was strikeout number 4, 5, 6. Strikeout number 6 I got for Carter Moen. One out here in eighth. Here's Ben Dreets batting. He's made contact all three times, but he flew out twice and ground out his last at the plate. Pops that one up behind the plate. Dan Thiessen could catch it, and he made the catch! Oh, what a catch by Madison's catcher, Dan Thiessen!
Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of real estate behind home plate. He got his mask off, kept it in his hand, Paul, which I liked, and then once he spotted the ball, he tossed it, ran up, and did a two-handed catch out in front of him. Like he was waiting for an offering.
Well, he was running pretty hard. He almost ran into the backstop behind home plate. That was a big out.
Yeah, it was.
Two outs. Here's Jake Mittoni.
And it really helps the pitcher at the pitch count, you know, if we do go up to a ninth inning.
And there's a high fly ball. This is might be catchable. Dan Thiessen in by the dugout, and it hits the
tower.
Yeah, by the dugout, out of play. One ball, one strike to Mittoni. Yeah, what did you? How long did the 7-inning game take?
1 hour and 10 minutes.
Wow. Two outs here in the top of the eighth. No score between Canby and Madison. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Mittoni. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes to Jake. Here's the windup by Carter Moen. And he hits that one foul out of play.
Good job of battling with two strikes. Let's get on base and give Ty Rangard a chance.
Two strikes. One ball, two strikes to Mittoni. Two outs. Carter Moen for Madison in his windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And there's a high fly ball center field. Max Young underneath of it. And he makes the catch for the third out.
1-2-3 inning.
What's with the Madison fans? Listen to them.
Yeah, they really love it. Canby fans now, they got to sit on the edge of their seat hoping that Madison doesn't walk it off.
All right, Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the eighth inning. No score. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344, Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
All right, we got a final in Granite Falls there, Bart.
Yeah, Montevideo Junior Legion beat Prinsburg 10-0 in five innings. They just had a walk-off. I think it was a walk with the bases loaded.
Well, we have a 0-0 game here, and we're in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yeah, the first time around they played 10 innings, but it was 13 runs, a lot of hits. I think there was 8 combined errors.
This game, we're at zero runs heading to the bottom of the eighth inning.
9-1 and two batters for Madison. And Madison scores a run, they win the ball game. Ryan Bierke steps into the batter's box for Madison.
That Morgan Toll unofficially has 84 pitches. So
here's a pitch by Morgan. He's pitched fantastic.
Yeah, Ryan Bierke had a full count walk and a full count strikeout, so he's seen a lot of pitches.
Here's a pitch to Bierke. Pops it up in the infield.
Double.
Tack.
Oh, what a catch.
Wow. Oh, down. Oh, I think he dropped. Did he make
it? It.
He made the catch. Hunter Tack.
I thought it was going to be a flare over the second baseman's head. He turned and sprinted, and then he started backpedaling, and he kind of dove backwards on his butt and held on, made that catch.
Hunter Tack at second base, shallow right field.
Oh.
In the center fielder, Cockleman, the right fielder, Mid-Tony, was there as well. Big out. Here's a top of the order, Jackson Fernholz, ground ball to short. Abrahamson fields it, throws the first, got out number two.
Paul, I'm going to say this again. I have been so impressed with both defenses so far, the plays they're making. I mean, you're talking 15- and 16-year-old kids out here, and they are doing a great job.
And once again, Will Abrahamson with a great fielding play and a strong throw to first. And just like that, Madison has two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Carter Moen, pitcher versus pitcher. Pitch inside to Carter for a ball.
He was hit by a pitch his last time up, lined out to the second baseman, and hit into a sharp double play. So he's been putting the bat on the ball.
Here's the pitch to Carter. It's outside.
And he's exceptionally fast, so if he gets on, they need him to get on. Madison does, because he can steal bases, and Canby wants to keep him off the base pass.
The 2-0 pitch to Carter. Ball three. Do you feel pressure? You're in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Playoff baseball.
The players don't feel as much pressure as the coaches and the fans. I know that. It's always harder to be a fan watching it.
3-0 pitch coming to Carter Moen from Morgan Toll. Curveball. He threw a curveball on 3-0. Was that a curveball or not?
Yeah, it looked like it was that quick breaker. Oh, he threw three fastballs for balls. So
three balls, one strike to Carter with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. We have no score, 0-0. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Madison has a base runner with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth.
Well, I'm not a betting man, Paul, but if I was, I'm going to bet that they're going to go on the first. Well, unless they use a courtesy runner. No.
Easton Fernholz is the batter.
We'll check Jared Royland. No, he's not giving any signs, so they won't be stealing on the first pitch.
Well, I thought they're going to walk Easton here.
He's hit it hard three times.
And here's the pitch to Easton Fernholz. Yeah, the coach for Canby came out. I thought he was going to tell them they're going to walk him.
Now they give some signs. We'll see, maybe a hit and run. You know, he's got two hits, and he had a sharp ground ball that turned into a double play.
Morgan Toll with two outs. Here's the pitch to Easton. Pops it up. The first baseman, can't make the catch. The catcher was there as well, right in front of the Madison dugout. That would have been the third out. It drops.
I think they would like to replay that one because the first baseman was ready to catch it, and the catcher called him off. And remember, he's running away from home plate, sticking his glove above his head, running after the ball, and Stubson was just kind of standing there waiting for it.
Easton Fernholz, one ball, one strike. Runner at first for Madison. That's the winning run. Here's a well-hit ball, right field. Right fielder coming in, and it's a base hit. And all going to third base.
They're going to send
him. Carter Moen, they're going to send him home. Here's the play to the plate. He's safe. Carter Moen scores the winning run for Madison.
Wow.
All the way from first base.
It was a flare to right field. It was going to be a hit. Great jump by Carter Moen. He went first to third, and then it just bobbled a little bit away from the right fielder, Paul. And Jared Royland sent the runner and a clean throw. He's probably going to be out by 5 feet, but the ball was up the line, off target, and that allowed Carter Moen to score the winning run.
When I saw Jared Royland send Carter Moen home third, the ball's almost already in the infield. And good call by Coach Royland, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was a gutsy call. 0-0, you might as well take a chance, because at worst, if it doesn't work, you can go another extra inning.
Madison wins a fantastic game. What a game between Madison and Canby tonight. Madison wins it 1-0 on Easton Fernald's base hit. Now, talk about that base hit by Easton there.
It was not hit hard. It was hit between the second baseman and the right fielder. Right fielder came up, so it was going to be hit all the way.
Yeah, Mid-Tony came up and played it correctly.
And with two outs, Carter Moen obviously is off on contact. He had a good read on it, just kept on going to third base, so it looked like it was going to be a first and third situation. And the right fielder just could not pick it up. He kind of bobbled it a couple times. And Jared Roiland just kept on sending the runner, and he scored.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with an exciting post-game show here tonight. 1-0, Madison wins it over Canby in Junior American Legion Baseball. We'll be back after this.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Yeah. Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Bart, what a game for Madison. 1-0 over Cambie in extra innings.
Well, the first one went 10 innings. This one went 8 innings. A lot less scoring and a lot more drama in this game.
All right. We got our Neon Needles Subway player of the game, the guy that hit the game-winning hit, Easton Fernholz. Congratulations, Easton.
Thank you.
What did it feel like when it went off your bat?
Oh, I was like, oh, we can maybe get Carter to third there and get another chance to survive. I'm like, if that even gets down. And so I get down the third base, or the right fielder bobble, and I see Carter kind of rounding second. I'm like, oh, there's no chance. And then I see Jared start going like this, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then it was all history after that.
I think you need to buy your coach a hot dog for getting that game-winning RBI
yeah,
for sending him.
I guess so.
But the Carter's got speed then, huh?
Oh, my gosh, I guess so. I didn't know you had that in him.
I know. That was a great, great game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, because last time it went 10 innings, we ended up winning that one. And before the game, you were like, oh, don't let this one go to extras. And sure enough, they're dead. But
well, we're remarking how the first 7 innings took an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was going fast.
Well, the first 3 innings, well, how many pitches did Carter throw?
Well, he threw 6 pitches in the first inning alone, but I don't know if you realize this, Carter. You went through the whole order once, and you had one ball for the first 9 at-bats.
That's
one ball.
what was Easton at the plate, Bart?
He was 3-for-4.
Three for four.
Double. And,
the first hit went in the corner, right,
yeah,
Easton? Talk about that at-bat.
Oh, I knew I hit it hard. I faced this guy, I don't know, 3-4 times this year, and I knew I had some confidence going up to it, and saw a fastball and hit it hard, so.
All right. Well, congratulations. It feel good to pull off a win?
Oh, yeah. That's always good to win a first-round playoff game.
Yeah, you want to stay in the winner's bracket.
Yep, it's not good to get down there.
Have you played bold this year?
We have.
Okay.
It was a pretty close game. We got up to a 2-0 lead, then they battled back to 2-2, and then kind of fell apart in the last inning with 6 unearned or something like
that.
Was
that here or in Madison?
It was in Madison.
Oh, it was in Madison. Okay. All right. Well, we'll pass the headset. Congratulations, you got a T-shirt from Neon Needles and Subway Valley Meal and Carter Mullins. Bart, what do you got, some stats for Carter here?
Yes, so Carter was the winning pitcher through 8 innings and gave up just 5 hits, no runs, of course, 2 walks and 6 strikeouts, so pretty impressive. I think through the first 4 innings you had 44 pitches, which is pretty amazing because we always told our pitchers if you can keep it under 15 in an inning, you're doing really, really good, so you average.
Talk about your pitching, Carter.
My arm felt good going into the game, stretching as much as I could, keep that arm healthy for the game because I knew it was going to be a big game. I wanted to pitch all 7, but we went in, so that was perfect.
Well, you might as well be selfish then.
Yep.
Did you realize how few pitches you threw the first 3 innings?
The first inning, yes, but not the rest.
Yeah.
I just threw the ball, hope for the best.
So how many pitches do you use? What pitches were working for you?
Fastball and curveball, that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
That works fine, huh?
That works perfect.
Yeah.
How many hits did he give up?
He gave up 6 hits and no runs, I think, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, talk about that last play when Easton, you were on first base. Easton hit it out the right field.
Yep. I round second, see Jared telling me to keep going. I was like, oh, boy.
Your coach didn't hesitate at third base.
No, not at all. He's like, go, go, go. So I just look at the home and see the catcher bobble. I was like, let's go.
That's that plate, right?
Yep.
That's right.
What's that feel like?
It just felt awesome.
Awesome.
It was a big game.
You guys got a good, really good team this year, don't you?
Yes. Very solid team.
You pitched fantastic. Morgan Toll pitched fantastic as well, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So any questions, more questions there, Bart?
No, just impressive. Both pitchers had just gave up a total of 10 hits in that game and had 12 strikeouts. That's pretty impressive.
All right. Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock, right?
Yep.
All right, go get them then.
We will. Thank you.
Thanks, Carter, for your time.
Thank you.
Just passes to Coach Roiland there. What kind of T-shirt does Coach Roiland have? What's on your T-shirt there, Coach?
This is
Brian Fernholz.
Oh, yeah, the beautiful, the elegant Brian Fernholz here.
I haven't seen that. When did you get that? Let's see. When did you get that?
This is our traveling trophy. after every game, we have our little huddle, and at the end of the huddle, we get a little drum roll going, and whoever had it the last week decides who's getting it next week, and
I think it's a kid small or something.
Well, I just thought you'd been working out. You look ripped in that shirt, Jared.
We'll go with that. I like that idea more.
Well, you won 1-0, exciting fashion. Talk about that last play we talked about with Carter.
I just got to ask you, Jared, at what point did you decide you were going to send him to go home? Because it all looked like maybe he was going to catch it, maybe not, first and third at the best, but yep. That's not how it ended.
Well, so I saw it flail out to right field, and the right fielder was coming, charging up hard on it like you're supposed to, and he took an in-between step or something like that, and it hit off his glove, and it kicked about, I don't know, 5 feet away, and he was halfway between second and third at that point, and I'm like, I'm not really a gambling man, but I got to trust my guys every once in a while, I guess, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Because when I saw it, looked like the ball's at the second baseman, and it was in the infield, and Carter was just rounding third. It's always going to be a dead duck.
Yeah.
And, man, he nice slide Carter had there. And
yep. I think in those situations, to be honest, sometimes it just shocks the other team, because when the second baseman caught it and turned around, he was just going to look at third thinking, well, I just got to make sure he's close by third base. Mm-hmm. And when he was running home, I think it just shocked him.
Yeah. Well, and I believe you've told me this once or twice before. It takes two perfect throws, right. and it took two perfect throws, and luckily for us, they didn't make the second perfect throw. So.
That's right.
Let's talk about the game a little bit. Let's talk about Camby. They turned three double plays. You guys had some opportunities to put runs across.
Yep.
But Camby, they had, you know, your team too. You played great. Both teams played great defense.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, they, you know, both, it helps a lot when both pitchers are throwing strikes. You keep your defense engaged, and you keep your defense on your toes every pitch. And, I mean, when you got pitchers doing that, your defense wants to do all they can to bust their butt for that pitcher out on the mound. And that just makes a world of difference. They're not falling asleep watching walks, you know, every third at bat, and so that's a huge part of it right there.
Yeah, well, I remarked a couple different times, you know, usually when you see, you know, kids at this level, you will see multiple errors and multiple walks and things like that. But the brand of baseball that we saw today through eight innings was really, really impressive.
Yeah, these. And I told Coach Abrahamson, I got to give my hats off to them too, because we played them twice, and
you played 18 innings. And 2 runs have separated.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. No, that's
well,
that's
really, 18 innings and 2 runs have separated them.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. They have a really good team over there. They're gonna be a hard out in the losers bracket. I definitely don't want to be playing them.
Yeah.
Well, you stayed in the winners bracket, and a fantastic win tonight, 1-0 over Canby. They got to feel good about that going into Friday. And they got bowled.
Yep. And we, like the boys talked about, you know, we've seen bowled. We lost. We dropped that game 8-2. We were winning. 2-0 in the fourth. Tied 2-2 in the fifth, and then we had an unfortunate fifth inning where we gave up 6 unearned runs, and so and frankly, I mean, our top three pitchers are 1A, 1B, and 1C. So I mean, there's very little drop off between Carter and Jack and Easton. I mean, all three, they throw strikes. They, you know, they do the little things right, and I feel really confident with either of those guys on the mound.
Okay. All right. I saw you guys celebrating when Carter slid across home plate. Your son's all right. I saw your son out there. Your son's the bat boy. What did he do?
Yeah, he, I don't know. I think he might have been the first one to greet me and get in my face.
Awesome. Well, good stuff.
That's great.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see you Friday back here. 5 o'clock start, right,
yes.
Bart?
Yep. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for covering it. That was fun.
All right. And we'll do it again Friday.
Absolutely. Hopefully the same results.
All right. I want one of them Brian Fernald's t-shirts.
I think we should trademark this.
I won't fit in that size.
I barely fit. I don't know if you can consider this fitting.
Once again, Jared, we heard your mom cheering.
Oh yeah. She's
that's awesome.
She gets into it. Yep.
Okay, we'll see you Friday, Jared.
Yes, thank you guys. Right. I appreciate it.
All right, our Easton Fernals was our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. You got a t-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway value meal. Bart, what is our WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat play of the game?
Well, since they did such a nice job of cleaning up the defense, we're going to give it to basically all three double plays that can be turned because they were all challenging ones, but they did it to perfection. So they're going to go with the 3-for-1 for the WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat plays of the game.
Yeah, Camby did a great job defensively, and Morgan Toll, he did a great job pitching, too. I mean, that's a good hitting team Madison has, and Morgan did fantastic on the mound for Camby.
Absolutely.
So Camby plays Mineota, I believe.
Yep, it'll be the second game. First game starts at 5.
Okay. All right. Bart, thanks for helping out.
My pleasure. What a great game to broadcast.
And I want to thank the crew here at Bird Island who makes us feel at home here. They give us food and treats, and appreciate that. So.
Yes, it's a great place to be.
All right, I want to thank Bill back at the studio for running the board, and we'll see you Friday night, 5 o'clock, Madison versus Bold in the winner's bracket in Junior American Legion Baseball. Once again, your final here, Madison 1, Camby nothing in 8 innings. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Breyer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Mineota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFB Mineota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madison Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, the Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company,